Ezra's Hashem Yisbarech, the Daf for Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas, Bahar Bechukol, Saitov Shina Ayin Gimel, is Nun Zayin, which is the 277th Daf in Shas. Bo Shabbos, Bo Menucha, today's Daf picks up on the heels of probably the hardest Daf in Meseches Erevin. This Daf will pick up with the tail end of the issues that the Gemara had discussed on Nuvavim Abeis, where the Gemara got involved with very difficult geometric issues following a brisa about the Tchum of the Arei Halevim. We will go on in our daf after giving other pshatim in that brisa, which will be quite a bit easier than the pshatim that Abaye and Rava had given. We will continue on with a new Mishnah about the halachos of calculating a karpef into the tchum of the city, different shittas amongst the Tanoim as well as amongst the Amoraim, which will continue on to Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Then the Gemara will revisit some of the issues in regards to the archway, a city that was shaped in funny directions. And that will, Be'ezer Hashem, conclude our daf. On Nun Vav Amud Beis, we had learned the position of Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Yossi, almost exactly halfway through the Yamud. We're going to pick up analyzing that braisa from the perspective of Ravina, five lines in on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Yossi had told us that when it comes to calculating the size of the Arei Halevim, which appears in this week's parasha, in Parshas Bahar, Prakim Chafhei, Perek Chafhei, excuse me, Psukim Lamed Gimel and Lamed Aleph, that describes the Arei Halevim, that says that any houses that were sold in the Arei Halevim will return to the Levim, as well as Ustei Migrash Areim, as well as the Migrash, the outlying areas, the open areas at the outskirts of the city, also are retained by the Levim. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi said the following Yesod, which we played with, it wasn't easy, Sugya, yesterday. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi said that the Tchum of the Arei Halevim are 2,000 Amas, and the Migrash is one quarter of that outside Tchum on the perimeter. The Gemara struggled mightily to figure out exactly why the Migrash is calculated as a quarter. Now the Gemara suggests, five lines on the top of Zayin Amud Aleph, a new explanation. Ravina Amar, my Ravia, what does it mean, a quarter? Ravia de Tchumen. It means a quarter of the Tchum. As you have in all of your diagrams in the Hod Vahadar, you see that around the city are 32 boxes of 1,000 Amas by 1,000 Amas that surround the city. And the Migrash makes up the innermost components, as you have in the Hod Vahadar picture, the gray parts of the boxes, eight boxes that surround the city, outside of the corners. Eight, of course, going into 32, is one quarter. Ravina Amar, my Ravia, Ravia de Tchumen. One quarter of the Tchumen is the Migrash that's on the outside. And the Migrash does not include the corners, only the eight boxes that are immediately around the square of the city. Ravashi Amar, my Ravia, Ravashi says, what does it mean that it's a corner? Ravia de Kronos. That if you look at the corners in the next picture we have describing Ravashi, you see the shaded boxes, of four of them of the 32, that sit on the corners of the city. And it turns out that four of the corners sit on the edge of the city, while altogether the cornered area makes up, each corner being made up of four boxes, so that means it's 16. There are 16 boxes of 1,000 by 1,000 on the corners. Therefore, the corners that are immediate to the Migrash is 4 out of 16, which is one quarter. Why do you explain it as the corners? It says that the Migrash Ha'arim Saviv, and Rav Eliezer b'Rabbi Yossi said that we're talking about that Migrash. Now here, just to note that the Pasuk of Saviv, even though we had the Migrash of the Arei Halevim in Parshas Bahar, there it only says Saviv in Parshas Maaseh, we're discussing the Arei Halevim. In Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Beis, where it says Tzavas Bnei Yisrael V'nasn La'avim Minachlas Achuzasam Arim La'sheves U'migrash La'arim Svivo Sehem Titnu La'alevim. So the Gemara says it's Saviv, not the corners. So Gemara answers, no, that's not true. Saviv could also include the corners. Amalei Rav Yehuda Ravashi Saviv K'siv. My Saviv answers the Gemara. Saviv Dikranos. Saviv could also include the corners. Dilotei Mahachi, if you don't say this, Gabe Ola. When it comes to the mitzvah of carbon Ola, the Chsiv, Vizarku Bnei Aaron Es Adam Al Mizbeach Saviv, that you're supposed to sprinkle the blood around the Mizbeach. Now, what does Saviv there mean? Hachanami, Saviv Mamish, could it mean around it? The Mizbeach isn't round. What does it mean that you're going to sprinkle it around it? My Saviv, Hachanami Saviv, Ma'amish el my saviv saviv dikranos. It means around the corners. Hachanami, so too here when it comes to migrash, when Rabbi Eliezer spoke about one quarter of the area of the migrash, he meant my saviv saviv dikranos. Amalei Rav Chabibi michuzna leRavashi. Rav Chabibi from Chuzna said to Ravashi, Va'ika. Rav Chabibi michuzna is going back to the Gemara that we had on Nunvav Amabez that says that when we calculate the tchum of the city, we calculate the tchum of even a city that's a circle by making squares. And for that reason, one is going to gain, we learned on Nunvav Amabez, another 400 amos on every corner, which is 800 amos, the Gemara had said, on top of Nunvav Amabez on every side. Michti, however, Rav Chinuloi asks on this, Kama meruba yosar al eagle, how much is a square larger than a circle? Revia, a quarter. We know that if you draw a square around a circle, you will be adding 1/4 more to the diameter of the circle. That doesn't give you another 800 amos. Hani timna umeya. That's going to give you, on a square that's 2,000 amos, it's going to give you another shizmeya v'shitzim v'sheva nechi tlasehavi. It's going to give you 667 amos and 2/3. That's not 800 amos. Amarle, Ravashi responded with another important geometric rule. Hani mili bi'igula. That's true. If you have a square going around the circle, then you're going to gain a quarter. Avo balach sonya ba'ina tve. But the difference between a straight line in a square versus a diagonal line within a square is more than a quarter. Da'amar mar, kol amsa birivua, every square ama, amsa v'trei chamisha balachsana. Its diagonal is 1 2/5 of an ama. Hence, that's what we had learned, that if you draw the tchum by a diagonal, it will not only be a quarter, it will be more than that, as our Gemara had calculated. Bezer Hashem, we begin a new Mishnah. Noisnin karpef le'ir. We give an area of karpef to a city before we begin calculating its tchum. The Torah Kedosha told us in Parshas Bishalach, al yetzei ish mimikomo, and a person is not allowed to leave his city, and he has 2,000 amos outside of his city. However, it's not only his city. We also give an area where it was common for them to have parks. To calculate that area that is the length of a park, which is 70 amos, before we begin to calculate the tchum of 2,000 amos. In other words, we add another 70 amos to the distance of the city. Nosin karpef liir divir Rabbi Meir. V'chacham amrim lo amru karpef. The chacham say we don't do that. When did we discuss karpef? As we had mentioned earlier on Daf Nun Hei Mabez. Ela bein shtei ayaros. But rather, if we're talking about two cities that are close to each other, are considered one unified city or two separate cities. It doesn't depend whether they have two different baseball teams or the same baseball team. Rather, if there is a distance greater than two karpefim between the two cities, in such a case, we consider them as two distinct cities, the karpef being 70 amos. So if there's more than 141 amos between them, so then in such a case, we consider them as two different cities. If there's 70 and a little bit for one city, Luzu Shivim V'Amav Vishirayim, Osim Karpef Eshtehen Lios Echad. We consider that distance as simply being the Karpef and the two cities attached, which means that the Tchum only begins after the edge of both of those cities. Even if you live in one of them, you have the Tchum starting from the end of the second city. V'chein Gimel Kfarim Hamishulashim. So too, when it comes to three cities that sit as a triangle. If you have three cities that are sitting in a triangular position, one on the top, the other two on the bottom, Shem Yesh Bein Hashnayim Hachitzonim, if there's a distance between the two outer ones, Me'avar Boim V'Achas Ushlish, a little bit more than 141 Amis, Asayim Tzai Eshtashtan Lios Echad. The third that is in between them can join all three of them together. However, if there's a distance that is greater than 141 amos between them, in such a case, they're considered distinct cities. Rashi points out that the Gemara will spell out more clearly what exactly this case is. Asks the Gemara Minani Mili, how do we know, according to Rabbi Meir, that you give a karpef, that you give a city the length of a karpef? Amar Rava da Amar Kra, the Torah Kedosha tells us again from Bamidbar Lamed Hey, from Parshas Maaseh, Mikira Ir V'chutza, that from the edge of the city and outward, that's how you measure. The Migrashe Ha'arim Asher Titnu La'Levim. So Amra Torah, the Torah says us, Ten Chutza V'Acher Kach Medod. First, give a little bit of area of the outside, and then start your measuring. V'Chacham Ma'amrim Lo'yamru, the Chacham disagreed that the only time you do this calculation is if you're calculating whether two cities that are close to each other are really one or not. Itmar Ravuna Amar Noisin Karpef Luzu V'Karpef Luzu. Ravuna says that you give each one of them a Karpef. Chia Barav Amar Karpef Echad L'Shtehem. Chia Barav says you do not calculate two Karpefim, but rather only if there's a distance of one Karpef between the two. This we quoted earlier in the Daf on Nun Hei Amabez. This part of the Gemara is repeating what we had discussed before in the Shita of Rav Huna. The Gemara there, as well as now, points out that the simple reading of our Mishnah seems to be like Chia Barav and not like Rav Huna. Tnar v'chacham ma'imrim lo amru karpef ela bein shtei ayaros. The only time we say karpef is a distance between two cities. How many karpefim are we using to decide whether the two cities are attached? Sounds like one, karpef, in singular. Tiyufta de Ravuna, tzakash Ravuna. Amel Ravuna, my karpef, Torah's karpef. It means the whole subject of karpef, the whole discussion of karpef is applicable when deciding the distance between two cities, and we actually calculate the distance of two karpefim and not one. Ula olam karpef zu, v'karpef luzu. Hachanam mistavra. And Ravuna brings a right for himself. Midiktani Sefer, when talking about actualizing the calculation, our expression is im yesh luzu ayin amavishraim, luzu amavishraim, ose karpef, lishtein lios echad. That we consider them attached when you have a karpef for one city and a karpef for another, and they join together, and nothing more than that. And then they're considered one city. Shmamina, so that is a strong raya, actually, to the position of Ravuna. And when the Chacham say lo omru karpef, they just mean Torah's karpef. The Gemara then points out, lematav de tiyufta de chia barav. That's a very strong raya for Ravuna. The chura then becomes a kasha on chia barav. The chia barav, amelecha chia barav will tell you hamani Rebbe Meir. I am following the opinion of Rebbe Meir. That Seifa is describing the position of Rebbe Meir in calculating the distance between two cities and whether they're joined together or not. Once we know that we have upstairs, the beginning of the Mishnah, the opinion of Rebbe Meir, who says that you always calculate 70 amas for each city, so then it would make sense that you would calculate 70 amas for one city and 70 amos for another city. And that is what the Gemara is saying when it says, between two cities you calculate 70 amos. And if it's less than that, two sets of 70 amos, so then in such a case the cities are considered joined. However, the Chachamim, as Chia Barav claimed, hold that only 70 amos would be the appropriate calculation. Anything more than that, the cities are not attached. And that would be Rebbe Meir Lishitaso that says that every city gets its own 70 amos. That's how Chiya Barav deflects the question. Ask Gemara, I Rabbi Meir, Hatani le Reisha. Didn't we learn already in the Reisha? Nostan le Karpe Fli'ir de Rabbi Meir? Says the Gemara, a simple and straightforward terrace. Tzricha. The Imeahi, if I would have only had that one, Havamina, I would have thought, Chad l'chada. That's only talking about when calculating the Tchum of one city, that you only begin calculating the Tchum of a city 70 amos outside of its Karpef. V'chad l'tarti. And you would say the same thing if there are a calculation between whether two cities are joined. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush is the Latarti Tre Yavin Luhu. That for two cities, you give each one its own Karpef, and if they're within each other's Karpefim, then it's considered one city. V'yashmin and Hacha. And if I had only mentioned in regards to two cities that you give it to Karpefim, Mishum Ditchika Tashmishtayu, that's only applicable where each city wants its own park. Aval Hassan, but over there, when you talk about one city, so who says that you give it a halachic park? Anybody could go out and roam in the hills, and they're not going to be impinged on by anybody. Who says you give them a karfef? And then in such a case, maybe you start measuring the city immediately, right at the perimeter of the city, and not give it 70 amos of a karfef. Emelo, we would not think that you give it a karfef. There at Tzricha, that's why we need both instances of Rabbi Meir. Period. Tanan. The last case of the Mishnah we had, V'chein shlosh ha'kfarim ha'mishulashim, if there are three cities that are sitting in a triangle. Im yesh bein shnayim ha'chitzonim me'ev arbaam v'achas amo v'shlish, if there's a distance of 141 and a third amos between them, osa emtsoi eshloshim, the third joins them together. If you take a look at the Hod v'Hadar, you have a nice diagram, two cities, if you will, at the base of an imaginary triangle, and one at the top, at the spitz, at the tip of the triangle. So if the two of the bottom are within the 141 amas, then they're considered joined. Analyze the Gemara. Time of the Iko Emtsai, the only time we consider them joined is if there is a third one on the top. Halakum Emtsai lo. But if there isn't a third on the top, that's in the middle, they're not considered joined. To Yufta de Rav Huna, the Gemara asks a brilliant kasha. That should be a question on Rav Huna, because we just learned that Rav Huna said we always considered cities attached if they're within 141 amos of each other, and we give each city a karpef, as we learned on the bottom of the Gemara, about seven lines from the bottom on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Amalacha Rav Huna, Rav Huna will answer, Hayitma lo Amar Rabba bar Amar Idi, Amar Vidi, Amar Bichanina, lo Mishulashim Mamish. You're right. We're not talking about that there is a third city above. Literally, that there was three cities. And if you drew a line between them, it would be a triangle. El Royin, the reason why we're allowed to draw 141, 141, is we view it, Kol Shilu Matal Mtsai B'nei, and view Meshulashim, because there would be a third city that would be considered to join them, and it's figuratively as if that city is there. Vein Bein Zel Zeh El Kuf Mem Ama V'Achas U'Shlish, we view the third, the figurative third, the theoretical third, as if it joins it together. Period. How much is required to be between the outer ones and the middle one? We've just gotten through saying that we could view it as if there was a third city above, and if the 70 amos of each of those cities would bring that city to the border of the third city, if you drew it down in between them, then all of the cities are considered attached. But practically, how far could the third city be away from the two of them? If the third city was 10 million miles away, even if it was in the shape of a triangle, no one would say that that's considered as if it sits in between them. Amalei, alpayimama, 2,000 amos is the maximum of where it's sitting above on a diagonal. Ask the Gemara, "Atahu d'amrit kavasei d'rava brei d'rabba Rav Huna, mistabra d'amr yosim me'alpayim amos." But you are the one who had said, in regards to the sugya of ir ha'suya kekeshes, that if we had, as we learned on Nunhei Amabez, a city that is shaped as a horseshoe, that even if the middle is more than 2,000 amos away from The edges, nevertheless, it would be considered one contiguous city, and you would draw the tchum from the edge of the outside parts of the city.
Hachi hashta, no, answers the Gemara, there's a difference between the two. Ha'asam ikabatim. In the case of the horseshoe of the Keshes, there's one contiguous horseshoe that has houses there the whole way. Hacha lekabatim. But here there are no houses, and therefore, if the third part of the triangle, the point above, is more than 2,000 amas away from the bottom city, then you cannot consider that city as one that joins the other two together. What is the maximum distance between the bottom two cities of the triangle? Abaye doesn't ask what Rava, doesn't understand what Rava had asked. Says Abaye back to Rava, Kama yehe, my nafka l'cha mina. It doesn't make a difference. Whatever the size of the city that's above on the triangle, we view it, if it's within 2,000 amos, as considered between the two cities. And as long as the edge of the two bottom cities are within 70 amos of that larger city, or the city that was above, that we view it as if it's sitting in between those two cities. And there isn't a difference between 141 and a third, then that's going to be enough. And even if the distance between the two bottom cities are 4,000 amas, there's no concern, as long as the city that is drawn down in between them is within 141 and a third amos of those cities. Asks the Gemara, asks Rava to Abaye, va'omar Ravuna, but didn't Ravuna teach irasui kekeshes im yesh bein shnei roshah pachos marbas alofim ama modedin la min hayeser vimlav modedin la min hakeshes? But didn't we learn that if there is more than 4,000 between the two edges of the horseshoe, so then in such a case you cannot measure the tchum of the city, especially the inner part of the city, from the oval part of the circle, the top of it, the top of the arch, you can't measure its tchum from the bottom, but rather from the inside of the circle. You could only be modedit min hakeshes. Amalei ha'asam lek lemeimer mali. Hacha ikla meimer mali. Over there, you can't argue that the inside of the circle is full. There's nothing that fills it up. Over here, the top of the triangle, we view it as if it's brought down and therefore filled up. Hence, the halacha is, as long as the top city in the triangle is, when figuratively moved down in between the base cities, is within 141 amos of either of the cities, all of them are considered attached and all of them have the same tchum. The Gemara gives us a halacha lemaisa example, lemaisa from 2,000 years ago, of calculating whether two cities are considered one or they're considered two distinct cities. Amar Rav Safra l'Rava, Rav Safra said to Rav, Harei b'nei Akistfan, there are people in the city of Akistfan, the mashkin l'tchuma mehagisa d'Ardashir. They consider their tchum as beginning only at the edge of city of Ardashir. In other words, they consider themselves attached. And similarly, Ubnei D'Ardashir, they get along well. I don't know whether they have the same baseball teams, but Bnei D'Ardashir, Mashkin Luhu, Tchuma Mehagista Kistefen, they consider themselves one city. Asks Rav Safra, Ha'ika Diglas Demafsik Demifsika, Yeser Mimeav Arba V'Achas V'Shalish. Wait a second, there is a river that's between them, and the distance of the river is more than 141 amas. How could they possibly consider themselves as one city? We just got through saying the most lenient position of Rav Huna is that you need a distance of no more than 141 amas and a third. And if you have more than that, they're considered two different cities. Achvile, so Rava revealed to them a secret. He showed them, Hanech atmosa deshura demivlis bediglis ba'ayin ama vishirayim, that there was a wall that was under the river, that was under the Chideko River, that was 70 amos long, extending into the river, and therefore, the measure would not be the surface area of the Chidekel,
but from the walls themselves, and presumably then from the walls themselves, it was less than 141 amos in between the two walls. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the daf from Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Behar, daf Nun Zayin in Maseches Erevin. We now go to the halacha from the daily daf.